This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will start to enforce evictions again. The city had stopped in mid-March because of the pandemic. Now, as the state will allow evictions to proceed, Denver has decided to do the same. A city spokesperson said it was a difficult decision, but the city was swayed by property owners who said they face foreclosure because tenants are not paying rent. Douglas County plans to withdraw from the Tri-County Health Department over a new face mask order that county commissioners do not support. Tri-County also oversees Arapahoe and Adams counties, all in Metro Denver. Douglas County officials say they plan to opt out of the mask order and create their own public health department. County Commissioner Laura Thomas says the board questions the ability to enforce a mask requirement and that trusting the public and businesses is the best approach. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is searching for a bear they say attacked a man in his home in Aspen. Officials say around 1:30 this morning, the homeowner discovered the bear had come in through the front door. The bear attacked, clawing the man's head. Parks and Wildlife says the bear will be killed if it's found. Researchers are warning that native bees could be facing their own pandemic, but too little is known to help. CU Boulder scientists say a parasite that infects European honeybees also hits native bees around the world, but a review of the scientific literature shows little focus on native bees, which are not the powerhouse crop pollinators that honeybees are. The study's lead scientist says native bees make up the majority of bee populations and contribute significantly to pollination, too. Colorado is sunny and hot today and through the weekend with highs near 100 around Denver. This is CPR News.